Well, we did it.
Did what?
Another week where we've successfully managed to meet up at the approximate right time to start recording a podcast.
We're 27 minutes late.
That's not that bad.
My God, it's been 27 minutes?
It's 5:27 right now. Holy we said five. Shit. I mean, my time.
Speaking of times, Mike, yesterday in the middle of the afternoon, you are 2 hours ahead of me. But you texted me, I can't believe it's 6:30 a.m. and I'm not asleep yet. And I had to tell you that it was not 6:30 a.m. What was happening? Were you like in a dark room?
I was, I couldn't tell you, to be honest, at that particular time. I have no idea what I was doing.
Did I happen to catch you during like an out-of-body experience?
It might have been like a fugue state. But I was probably just like, I was a little overserved and I thought it was tomorrow morning, I think.
Yeah, it was not. And then, which was particularly odd because I had like just told you what I was doing and I'm like, hey, I just came back from like being outside and you didn't question at all that that would have been at 3:50 a.m.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. I have no insight into whatever this guy said.
Well, it's a mystery.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and I'm Mike Bogart.
You guys want to hear something weird that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't have said that. Now the mood is set up, and I didn't want you guys to know that it was weird.
Why'd you say that?
I messed up.
Want to start over and we'll pretend like we didn't hear that?
No, because you'll know the truth. All right, so check it out. So early last week, I had a friend of a friend staying at the house. Nice dude, well-read. He was from New Orleans, and he was meeting his girlfriend up here. They were going to take a trip, and he just needed a place to stay for a day. So anyway, he goes, oh, by the way, we need to go to FedEx on like the night that he's leaving. And I'm like, all right, I don't know why you're shipping stuff out, but whatever. And he goes, oh, I'm not. I'm actually receiving something.
Hmm.
So we go down to the FedEx in Fremont. And I'm like, all right, I wonder what he mailed himself. He goes to the counter and he's just like, hey, do you have a bicycle back there? And I'm like, oh, that was clever. And the FedEx guy goes, we have two. Which one's yours? And I'm like, people do this? I didn't know that. Wow. But then began like the real oddity of something where he goes, this FedEx guy's like, do you need like the hand cart to kind of like help push it out and do whatever? And just straight up, this guy goes, you know what? If it's all the same, I'm going to go ahead and build it here. And I'm like, what's happening now? Like, we're building bikes at FedEx? And the guy, like the employee there, he goes, okay. And he just leaves. And so like this FedEx that is like kind of an open space and then a whole bunch of like office supplies that you can buy. Now we are just in full on bike assembly mode. I find like, not only do I find this is odd, I find it's particularly odd that for some reason FedEx sells movie theater candy and Coca-Cola products. Things must be happening at the FedEx because they're selling you snacks to like watch a spectacle with.
You were watching a spectacle though. You were watching a man put a bicycle together in a FedEx.
I know. And like I told this story to one other person and he also didn't think, he's like, that's not odd at all. I'm like, is there what? Like a second part of America that I don't know where people are like using FedEx as like the place that Cheers used to be? Like what's happening?
That's very odd to me. I don't think that's normal.
I thought it was wild. It was a wild story. But anyway,
is that their approach to like get a leg up on UPS? They're like, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want here. It's FedEx.
I guess. But oh, you know what? There was also a subplot drama happening while like this primary story was going. There was a B plot happening at FedEx. No joke. There were only two other people in that store besides us and the guy who worked there. And they were a married couple, and they were there to take their passport photos. So they take their photos. The wife steps out for a second. The husband stands there. He receives something from the FedEx guy, and then he goes outside. The wife comes back to meet the husband outside, and you can see them having a conversation from like the viewpoint of this FedEx. And then the husband doesn't say much of anything. So the wife comes in and she goes, hey, can I pick up my passport photo? And the guy who works there, he goes, what do you mean? I gave them both to your husband. And like, now you have to figure out how in the world the husband chose not to say literally the only relevant thing. Like, how detached is he from life because of this FedEx experience that he didn't even remind his wife, whom he just spoke to, that he had both passport photos?
Did he not know? Like, maybe he didn't open the little folder.
No, he knew for sure, because the guy said, here's yours and your wife's photos.
Oh.
He knew for sure. And then, like, all this is happening. Meanwhile, I'm seeing, like, a steering handle thing being installed while, like, a back wheel spins. And I'm like, these are the oddest times at FedEx. Like, I didn't know that this was happening. But all of this story leads me to ask you guys, instead of a FedEx and a bike being built, what is the strangest thing you've seen in an unusual place?
Ooh. Before we jump into that, I do just want to ask, like, maybe this is a question for Mike, but I'm interested in your perspective on it since you lived at Tappan. Isn't it a little bit rude for that friend of a friend to just expect you to wait while he assembles a bicycle?
Oh, no, no. Honestly, the dude couldn't have been nicer. I was calling him out on it the whole time. I'm like, yo, are you seriously going to put a bike together in a FedEx? And he's just like, yes. And honestly, the genius of it was in the box that he had mailed his bike like in. He also taped the tools he would need like to the wall of the box. I'm like, that was genius. Like,
wow.
He had thought it through, it was done. But the one thing when we were when he was like getting ready to receive the box that he told me that I thought was hilarious, he goes, boy, I hope nothing bent in there. And I'm like, yeah, then I guess there goes the whole plan, right? Like, then what do we do?
How long does it take to assemble a bike?
34 minutes. I kept count because by the time we had to leave, there were only 6 minutes until the FedEx closed. So I knew.
Did you get some movie theater candy?
You know, I actually thought that it was going to be kind of a fancy occasion, so I got that 3-pack of Ferrero Rocher.
Wow.
And I just sat and I kind of watched it happen.
Upscale.
I unwrapped the candy the same way the story was unwrapping before me.
Ooh. So answer to your question, I don't have anything that's as bizarre. I had two that came to mind, and I'm still thinking because there might be something else. I've seen somebody bring knitting to a movie theater.
I think I've seen that too, actually.
Yeah.
Knitting's popular.
And I saw a dude on the T, on the Boston subway system, recording like some sort of a rap album or something on the train. He had a microphone.
Now, I don't know about you, but Mike and I don't think we find that unusual at all.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of shit on the train.
Yeah, the train is where it goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so loud.
fair enough.
Like, I've seen a lot of stuff happen on a train, but if you're trying to record an album and you have, like, the headphones and the microphone in front of you, you're looking for, like, you know, a recording studio-esque experience, and you're not going to get that on the train.
Oh my God, I've just put this together.
Mm-hmm.
I know what happened. Oh my God, I know what happened. Smoove, you know where you were?
Where?
You were in that Nas commercial where he's walking through the subway talking about how he gets his inspiration from the streets. He sees it everywhere. You were there when he started laying down the tracks. Dude,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but like, I'm pretty sure you need to start drinking Hennessy. I think it was Hennessy.
It was Hennessy.
Yeah. So go ahead and just like make that a part of your life because it already is.
Okay. Done.
Done. Mike, what was yours?
I'm still thinking about my unusual place thing, but
that's what I'm talking about. What were you thinking that I was asking?
I had another one time on a mega bus. I sat next to someone who wanted me to listen to his mixtape, so I listened to his mixtape for an hour and 15 minutes because
no.
He was sitting right next to me and I didn't know what to do.
Do you know what it was called?
I have no idea what it was called. He just like put my headphones in his iPod and like just I listened to the entire thing.
Did he stare at you expectingly the entire time to see your facial reactions?
Yeah, was he just watching you?
I didn't. I just kind of side-eyed him. Like, I would kind of look at him and be like, yeah, good.
You'd have to make, like, encouraging sounds.
Yeah, I like this one. But, yeah, I felt watched.
Wait, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Have any of those melodies ever just popped into your head randomly since?
There was one song that in the chorus had like pancakes and waffles, something like that. It was like pancakes and waffles. Yeah, I like that one. That one little.
Wait, keep going. Is that all it is?
That's all I got. Just that one little bit is all I remember.
So there'll be times when you're like just walking to work or getting lunch, and you'll just be like, pancakes and waffles.
yeah, exactly. That's pops awesome. Up every now and then.
I don't even remember who the act was that I had paid to go see, but there was this rap duo that opened in Connecticut one time, and their chorus was, "Yo, girl, you super dupa. I love the way you move your poopa."
Oh.
Oh, God, you've told me this story. It's still terrible.
And that gets into my head like the pancakes and waffles thing does for you. It's like it just pops into my head, and I wish it didn't because it's so bad.
I think I've told both of you guys this, but I was at a show in Madison, Wisconsin once, and this guy gets up there as hype man to introduce his DJ, and it continues to be the best DJ name and maybe like one of the best musical act names that I've ever heard in my life. And the guy's just like, "Yo, everybody, give it up for DJ Multiple Sex Partner." It just went wild. People were so into it. It was amazing.
Was he good?
Yeah, he was awesome. DJ Multiple Sex Partners was great.
Oh, I thought of one more. I saw somebody making balloon animals in a bathroom once.
How did you not lead with that, dude?
I didn't think of it. I don't know. It was forever ago.
What?
It was at like a sports arena or something. I think it was at Fenway.
Oh.
I can't remember. But yeah, no, balloon animals in a bathroom.
I really hope you don't like secretly call condoms balloon animals.
I mean, if they make colored condoms, and I don't know. They were normal balloon animal balloons.
Did he have like a helium tank in there?
No, you don't.
Or an oxygen or something like. Yeah, sure, you can.
No,
you can like fill them up and then do the whole twirly thing.
Not with helium, because then they float away.
That's true. They would. I thought of one. You were there, Tappan.
Probably.
We were on a field trip to, I think this counts. We were on a field trip to this place.
You really want to get this out there, huh?
Yeah.
You want this to be on the record? Is that what's up? It's been eating at you for, God, it has to be coming up on like 15 years now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
What is it?
You know what? Go ahead. Put it on the record. Let's bring Smoove into the fold.
Okay. I hope we're talking about the same thing, by the way.
we certainly are.
Okay. We're on a field trip to this place that is kind of like, part of it is like a war museum, and then the other part's just like a preserved old mansion museum thing. And
it is kind of odd to think about that we just went to go look at someone's old house.
We did. We were following a tour guide. And here's the way I remember it. We peeked into this dining room, and it was, you know, just a regular dining room. And we looked away and then looked back, and then there were like people sitting at the table. There were people sitting there, like just dressed in like old clothes, kind of. And then we somehow like went by it or something, and they were all gone. That's what I remember.
Is this like the Twilight Zone? What the fuck?
Yeah, it was basically like one of those things where, and for some reason, we were on a field trip with everyone in the eighth grade, I think. And like, it just happened to be that Mike and I were following the tour at that exact moment that we were the only two people who could see to this door. I think it was to our right. Mm-hmm. And the door like swung open and it was like mm-hmm. this empty dining room. And then it swung basically back open like a few seconds later and it was like filled with people. Or I can't remember what order it was, but
yeah,
it was very confusing.
It was.
But anyway, you can't really tell this story without sounding like a complete nut. You know, like it's... All I can think of, all I've thought of all those years is that people just sat down in that time. They just happened to be really fast at sitting. We caught like the fastest reenactment crew around.
Well, there was, remember that one like very strange old lady who sat on the that chair and she would just kind of sit there like a statue, but she was a real person?
Actually, yes. This is all very troubling. This isn't even a Halloween episode.
Yeah, this sounds like, have you ever been to Disney World and gone on the Tower of Terror?
I have, yes.
You know how there's that like whole intro sequence before you actually get to the elevator part?
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of something that you would see there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That I didn't like that. That unsettled me when I went on that ride. That was my least favorite part.
Okay, I have a last one to close out this segment, then we can move on. I think you already know this. I used to work in a building called Arizona. It was the name of the building. And one day I left the office. I was walking and behind it, it's like in this little alley. I just heard like this, whoosh, like this loud whip crack. And I'm like, what the devil? And I like turned my head and it's a man in a, with like a full, like five loop, huge whip on his hip. And I'm just like, what's going on? And then I like stand at a distance because I know he knows how to use it. And then I realize it's not him that knows how to use it. It's his teacher who's teaching him how to whip things behind work for some reason.
What?
And so this guy is just like lazily like, and the guy goes, no, like this. And it's just like, oh my God. It was the wildest thing ever. I took a picture and I sent it to Josh, I think, and I said, check it out. It's Arizona Jones.
So I had something that happened to me. This was like 2004 or 2005. So this was when Dane Cook was big.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so he had a special, and he had that joke in his special where he's like, hey, go into a fast food place and order something that's not on the menu. And like, haha, that's really funny, because then they like don't know what you're asking for.
You sound really upset by this premise.
It is obnoxious.
And he's like, no, you have to point, because if you point and it's not on the menu, then they turn around, which is like, then that adds to the joke, because then they turned around.
Okay.
So what I was thinking with like my college roommates is you can't just like do that, because then like they turn around and they're like, no, I don't know what you're pointing at. It's not on the menu. So what you would need to do is you would need to make up an item and then make up marketing that surrounds that item. Create a world in which this product lives.
Okay, go on.
Mm-hmm. So remember, this is 2004.
All right.
Okay.
You're listening to Stained.
I came up with the McStacker.
The McStacker?
2004. The McStacker.
The McStacker.
For your reference, the BK Stacker came out in 2006.
Okay.
But let me tell you what the McStacker was. The McStacker is a normal sandwich with a bun. It's got a beef patty, two slices of cheese, and then a fish patty.
Oh, God.
So we figured if you went into a local McDonald's and asked for this, they'd be like, I don't know what you mean, but like, I had heard one of my roommates had worked at McDonald's at some point, so it was like, if people ask for weird shit, then we just like, you know, charge you for a fillet of fish and charge you for a quarter pounder and then like put it together for you.
Okay.
But so we made a jingle. I came up with a jingle for this item. Oh. And that jingle was...
Hang on. I just need a second before this.
I can't wait.
No, it's just going to be like, you know when you know you're about to get like punched? All right. Okay.
Yeah, just flex real hard.
Okay, go for it.
Stack it up, stack it up. It's everything you wish. Beef patty, two slices of cheese, and fish. And so we figured that if you went in and you started singing that jingle, like nobody would come up with that off the top of your head. So the people wouldn't think.
Whoa, 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 stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
We don't currently live in a world where people do go in stores and start singing the jingles of their favorite products.
No, if like
no one goes into 7-Eleven and goes, "Give me a break, give me a break," and then the 7-Eleven guy like circles his arm and points at the candy aisle. Like, that doesn't happen, man. What are you talking about?
But if you said, like, "Oh, we'll have one of those McStackers," and they're like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." They're like, "You know, that thing that's on TV." And then they kind of give you this blank-eyed stare. And then you're like, "You know, stack it up, stack it up. It's everything you wish." And then, like, blank stare, you continue. Beef patty, two slices of cheese and fish. And then so we had this whole idea. We never ended up doing this, but we had this idea to, like, custom print McStacker things and put them on the dollar menu and, like, slide it into the menu and drive-thrus in the area.
Wow. What the hell? You really ran with this? I mean...
So anyway... That was 2004.
Now you're vandalizing McDonald's?
All for a Dane Cook joke.
Yeah, like, God.
So, Burger King stole that idea. 2 years later, they stole the name. They didn't steal the recipe. I guess they improved on the recipe a little bit.
Thank God.
No one will ever steal the recipe.
But have you ever thought of something genius, but somebody else takes credit for it instead of you? Not like finding out something already exists after you thought, like, hey, this would be cool. But like it gets announced after you have come up with this idea.
Oh, I know I have.
Yeah, you always have a lot of envy, Mike.
No, I just have a lot of smart. I just have a lot of business sense.
I was convinced for no reason at all when I was a kid that I had come up with not only the game, but the term shotgun. Like, I thought for sure, I'm like, no one has ever said the word shotgun to claim the front seat. I'm gonna start that. I don't remember where, like, I obviously heard it somewhere else.
Right.
But I was like 1,000,000%. You could have put me on that lie detector test and I would have passed. I was sure of it. And that, by the way, if anyone wants to know why I brought that up, why I would bring up like a loss in life, that is because today, the day that we're recording, happens to be my brother's birthday, and I finally admitted to him, and there's your gift, you bastard. So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Karna.
Happy birthday, Karna.
He doesn't listen to this, does he?
No, not really. So it's good. Free gift. I feel like there have to have been some. All I do is ruminate. Earlier this week, I was eating skinny Oreos, and as I was eating them, I thought to myself, I could have come up with this idea. Does that count?
No.
It's just like less cookie, but it's
just
still
a thin Oreo.
But here's the thing, man. It's still two full sleeves of cookies. So like from a few feet away, they would look the same. But like when you eat them and they're thin, you're just like, oh, this is fine. Like,
there's just more of them.
What's 14 thin cookies? You know, like, I don't know. Like two regular cookies, probably, right? And I'm like, I could have come up with this idea. And then I just I didn't even get to reverse engineer it.
I had an idea once for like, well, I can't claim this idea as only mine. Me and a friend had this idea to make like a, you know, like a throne that like a royal person would sit on. Mm-hmm. We wanted a throne that had like wheels that you could drive around.
Isn't that just a motorized wheelchair?
but like a throne size, and it has like a steering wheel and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That you pull out from underneath the seat. We drew up all the schematics. I don't believe that anyone has, you know, poached us yet, but I don't, that's a stupid, that was really stupid.
What are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that you want credit for wheelchairs or that you invented a wheelchair by mistake?
I wasn't thinking of it as a wheelchair. I was thinking of it more as like a go-kart that looks like a chair.
A go-kart that looks like a chair. That's your $1 billion, please don't steal my idea.
And I would have my king hat.
A king hat?
A crown. I'll have my crown, my cape. My, you know, it's my like my little Mario Kart character, Mike.
I don't know that we've lowered the bar, but we've been willing to walk away from the definition of what mac and cheese is. Because, like, at this point, I've had it with, like, four different types of pastas. The cheeses vary greatly. In some cases, people try to give you things that aren't cheese. And you're like, you know, what are you even talking about?
I've never had that one.
What are you even talking about?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Trust me. People try wacky things.
Wait, what did they try and do instead of cheese? Like, I understand other pastas, but...
There are vegan mac and cheeses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Both of you were like, oh, I wish he was going to say, like, hot sauce or something.
I thought you were going to say, like, peanut butter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if I said marinara?
Mac and cheese with soy sauce.
mac and cheese with Nutella. Everybody likes everything with Nutella, right? Go for it. But anyway, so the reason I bring all of this up is, oh, two things. One, the best mac and cheese in the whole world is when I make Kraft mac and cheese and I put a Flamin' Hot Cheeto crumble on top of it. And two, the only company with the cojones to, like, fight back against this change in our culture is Velveeta, who has the guts to say shells and cheese on their box. So, you know, kudos to you, Velveeta, for keeping it real. And anyway, I have a theory. I want to run it by you guys, and then I'll give you an instead of. One, there's no more than one theory. Here's my theory. Do you think the reason this epidemic exists is because the phrase pasta and cheese is just too silly?
I think it's that macaroni and cheese is just like a well-known thing now. It's like Band-Aids and Kleenex.
It is. No, it's not.
Yeah, sure it is. It's like that is the thing when you combine these types of ingredients to make this final product. Like, it's very similar. Macaroni and cheese, like, isn't fundamentally different than, like, you know, shells and cheese or penne and cheese.
How would any of the description that you just gave relate to Band-Aids or Kleenex?
Because Band-Aids are, like, the de facto name. They're adhesive strips. Band-Aids is a brand name. It's similar to that. It's not the exact same, but, like, mac and cheese is the brand name and all of the other
pastas.
Of the
dish. Yeah, right.
I wonder if I keep asking, like, just little bits of questions to get at this, like, this similarity, if eventually Smoove would just crumble by question six and he'd just be like, okay, fine, they're not the same. Okay, I'm sorry, mac and cheese.
No, I think, like, pasta and cheese is the adhesive strip.
I want you to live with the fact that you think pasta and cheese is the adhesive strip, and we can move on to whatever story's next.
Hey.
Okay, so here's my instead of. Instead of mac and cheese, and this one's for Mike, since Smoove just went on a diatribe, Where have you seen this kind of thing happen?
You mean like an original concept just becoming...
something else altogether.
Something completely different.
Oh, Kids Bop.
What happened to Kids Bop?
I bet they're still around. If you guys had to guess, nobody Google it, no one check anything. What now that's what I call music do you think we're on?
Oh, man. They do more than one a year, right?
If you had to guess, I'm going to guess 233.
No. I'm going to guess 75. I'm going to guess 78.
Why did you change your guess?
Because 75 is too round a number.
I'm going to guess we're at, like, now 301.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Oh, I hope I'm right.
97.
Shit, really?
Yeah, last one came out on 21st of July.
Are you telling me we're nearing the 100th anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I mean, at this rate, let's see here. It looks like they come out with one about every 4 months or so. So we'll be getting the next one in November.
All right. So you're saying next summer's banger is going to be Now That's What I Call Music 100.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. People had asked if we had prophecies. We are prophesizing that.
When you say that, like, it comes out, are they selling a CD?
Probably.
It is on Spotify.
It is?
Now that's what I call music, Volume 60 Deluxe Editions. Oh my god, you'll never guess who made all of these songs. It's the same artist for all of these songs. I'm not even making that up. Guess who it is? I can't wait anymore. It's various artists.
Man, so lazy.
I wonder if they have to pay the artist for if they say that it belongs to someone else.
So apparently, there is a different UK and US series. UK is the original one. That's the one that's up to 97. The US is only up to 63.
The US is only up to 63? God, you know what? First we fall behind in math, then we fall behind in science, and now you're telling me we're behind and now that's what I call musics?
Yeah. Okay, so how many years do you think went by with the UK having, now that's what I call music, before the United States jumped in on that? It started in 83 in the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did we jump on? Like 96?
You're close.
98. So there was no analysis of the four-month thing that we were going to do. We weren't going to like backtrack. Mike was just going to go ahead and guess 96.
Now that's what I call music. Number one in the UK featuring Red Red Wine. Ooh. And Total Eclipse of the Heart and Karma Chameleon. Oh! Safety Dance.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. How relevant.
Yeah.
It's almost like we planned this bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but by the time this episode comes out, the eclipse will have happened.
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Do you think people will be happy that they thought about it so much, or do you think they're just going to go ahead and be like, well, there's another one in the books?
I don't know. I expect people to mess up their eyes, honestly.
Yeah.
Why is everyone saying that? Why are we all so sure that people are going to go blind?
Because... allegedly, like, I haven't been through an eclipse, but allegedly, it looks...
Oh, come on now.
Smooth. Dimmer.
Josh.
Ha, ha, ha. Yep, I'm old.
Josh, you've been through all the eclipses. Your first name was Sun Moon.
Apparently, it was... it gets a lot dimmer when you have a partial eclipse, but apparently, like, the radiation from the sun or whatever can still like melt your eyeballs.
Are you sure that's what's happening?
What do we do tomorrow?
Wait. We're just gonna... the radiation from the sun will melt your eyeballs? Is that what you think happens?
Yeah.
You think you just look up there and it goes straight Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I obviously it doesn't do that, but...
Mike, why are you agreeing to this?
That's what I heard.
When? From Josh right now?
No, man. This is just like common eclipse lore.
So then, okay, you guys think that people are going to get really hurt tomorrow? I'm going to take the...
I do.
I'm going to take the bright side of things.
Oh. Well, too bad it ain't going to be bright.
Well, no. God, just... it sucks. I was going to make a joke about how the brightness would be blocked, and you just blocked it. You eclipsed my brightness. You son of a bitch.
A 52-year-old man in Elgin, Illinois.
Nope.
How do you pronounce that?
Oh,
it's Elgin.
Elgin.
Sorry, I mean, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
From the top.
A 52-year-old man in Elgin, Illinois was taken by surprise. The man had been using the site for some months to hire prostitutes and meet them for sex at motels in neighboring areas. Last weekend, the man told his wife that he was going out drinking with work colleagues, when in reality, he was traveling to a motel on the outskirts of town.
Can you still tell your wife that in this day and age? I'm going to go out and drink with some buddies. I thought those days were over.
Yeah, I don't know. He's 52. Upon checking into the motel, the man used his phone to access his regular website used to book prostitutes. According to a statement he made to authorities, he saw the profile of a new 27-year-old woman who caught his attention. The photo only showed the woman from her neck down, but the man said he liked her body, so he sent her a message to see if she was free later that night. She said she was, and they arranged for a liaison at the motel. Guests in adjoining rooms called the front desk to report a disturbance around 8 p.m. after the woman arrived and found that her client was none other than her husband of the last 19 years.
What?
Oh my God!
It emerged that the prostitute was actually the man's 43-year-old wife. She was furious to learn her husband had been hiring sex workers, although he was equally angry to learn that his wife had been freelancing as a prostitute.
Oh my God!
I think this is the only time in the history of anyone's relationship where you guys just both completely cancel out, just forget this whole thing happened, and move on.
Shake hands. Yep.
This is perfect. It happened. You're both just not honest with each other. Just cut and just barrel forward.
So the last line of the article, it's believed that the couple have plans to divorce in the aftermath of the incident.
Why did you let me start saying those things?
So I will say one thing. If nothing else, I'm assuming that the picture was actually of her and not of somebody else, but the photo only showed the woman from her neck down, but the man said he liked her body. So that's good that at least he's still attracted to his wife after all these years.
Yeah, good for her.
But why is he out?
Well, hang on. But didn't you say that the profile said she was 27?
Well, yeah, there was that too.
She was 43.
Yeah.
Could have been lying about the whole thing.
Yeah. It's only 16 years.
You know, it might not have been her.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. I don't know.
I really thought that this was like a sting or something by him. Like, he knew what he was doing.
I thought it was going to be like a daughter that wasn't mentioned.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go dark.
Jeez.
Now it's just comical.
What do you think the first words were when he opened the door?
I bet both of them in unison, like in an 80s movie, pointed and went, "You!" And then it like cut to credits. Next week on Married? ?
That's when the series is canceled, though.
No, they get to wrap up the finale.
I was kind of inspired by your story last week. I think it was last week about the no hands urinal guy.
Right. Yeah. The crossfire missile.
Right. I kind of wanted to try something out.
Oh, no.
You know? So I've always wondered about something George says in an episode of Seinfeld about how he takes off his entire shirt to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So I was like, you know, this is something funny I've always thought about. Why did he, like, what's so good about this?
No.
Maybe now's the time.
No. Were you at work?
I was at work.
Oh, no.
And I don't know, I was just struck by inspiration. No one was around. I gave it a shot. Hated it. It sucked.
Dude, what?
It was not good.
Why did you do this?
You took your shirt off in the work bathroom?
I did.
Like in a stall or to
pee? In a stall.
Where'd you put the shirt?
I hung it on the hook.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. It was terrible.
I still feel very disturbed by this.
Dude, don't ever do it. It was not fun.
I'm never going to do it.
I feel awkward even like changing my shirt in the work bathroom. Like if I am wearing something different on a live stream that night or something, I'll be shirtless in a stall for 8 seconds and it feels weird and I'm not even taking a shit.
You know, I'm trying new things these days. I just wanted to see what it was like.
I did try the arms crossed thing though. That does remind me.
You did?
Why did both of you do this?
You didn't?
Of course not.
So mine was also in the work bathroom because that has to be at a urinal. You can't do that at a toilet at home.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's just asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like the check. I like bent down and made sure that nobody was in a stall because like even though I was kind of striking a power pose, I still didn't want anybody asking questions because it's not like a stranger at a ball game that you'll never see again. It's like this could be the person that sits right next to me at work. And it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like I didn't know when to wrap up.
Wow.
What do you mean?
I think we can leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, you do? You think we can leave it at that?
I mean, I don't know. It's like, Well, because when you're done, you need to, like, I don't know, make sure that you're done.
Man,
I see.
It's moments like these that I'm just so happy that your mom listens to the podcast. It's just like, you know, I raised what I thought was a full grown adult, and now he's right back to the old days. Doesn't know when it's over. You know, just stands there hours on end, arms crossed, just waiting for a signal.
Do you guys ever forget to check if there's anyone else in there and then just like start singing at the urinal, stuff like that? I do that so often.
No, never.
It's I've definitely done it.
Yeah.
What were you singing?
It's such a bad feeling. I don't know. Like, I was singing Singing in the Rain.
What about you, Tappan? What do you sing?
I try to hedge my bets with bathroom singing, so I almost always go Otis Redding, because even if it's like, even if I get busted, people are like, oh, Otis Redding. Have you guys ever sang a song in just the wrong voice, as like loud as you could?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's the best.
Oh, God. It's very fun. Do we have, what song is on your mind right now?
The Macarena.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a random song.
All right, Mike, take a stab at singing the Macarena in a different voice, and that'll play us out.
Cookie Monster's voice.
It would help to know what the, let me look up the words.
Are you serious?
Hannah, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the words. I just know when they go, hey, Macarena.
That's most of the song.
Dude, I can't sing that. You want me to sing in Spanish in Cookie Monster's voice?
That doesn't, just, that'll play us out. Smoove will play a little clip of the Macarena over you. You'll be supported. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me work my vocal cords.
Do you want some skinny Oreos?
That would really help. Okay.
He never really eats them, you know. He just kind of mashes them up and spits them out.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Sesame Street.
I can't do Cookie Monster. This is going to be so bad.
Do it as either him or as Hyank.
Okay.
No, that's going to be really hard.
Dude, I can't. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, I'm listening to it in my headphones. It's doing that little beat now.
You're listening to the Macarena?
Yeah. I need to hear how it goes. Oh, this is so bad.
Just do the Hey Macarena part. Come on.
This video is long. Okay.
Hey Macarena.
I can't do it. Why are you making me do this? You know I can't do it.
That's not true, buddy. I believe in you.
Why don't you do it?
Can you do it in a sassy voice?
Hey, Macarena.
That was good.
Cookie Monster's heart. That was my first try ever.
Cookies, cookies, cookies.
I don't know how to make my voice do that. What does he say? What's his tagline?
I love cookies.
Oh, that was good.
That's not bad. Yeah. Can you say it?
Hey, Macarena.
That was pretty good.
Wow, that was great. Well done.
Damn it.
Kind of over-enunciates each syllable.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster is Homestar Runner, I guess.
What? No. Homestar Runner, like, slows his syllables.
What are you doing, dude?
That came out of nowhere. I don't remember that.
Are you all of a sudden, like, just a huge voice acting talent, and where you're giving guidance on syllables and what other characters would do? Are you serious?
No, I don't know.
Who else can you do?
Yeah, who can you do? Who can you do?
Who else can I do?
Can you do Harrison Ford? Never mind.
He talks like a man, like a normal man.
Too tough, huh? Too tough.
That one's tough. Can you do the guy from House of Cards? What's his name?
Frank Underwood.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And that's what they say in. No, it's too.
He always says Claire weird. He goes Claire.
player.
Well, I have to say, Councilman, I don't believe what you're doing. I turned into his like his housekeeping lover by the end of that.
I don't believe what you're doing.
Bum 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 banana 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 bum bum.
Dude, do you want to know the words to this song? Isn't it about like what's the what's, let me Google what is the Macarena?
Hey, what's the Macarena about?
The real meaning behind the Macarena will crush your 90s soul.
Why do they always do this?
Oh, it's HuffPo. Things are about get real for Macarena fans. It says, give your body joy, Macarena, because your body is meant to be given joy and good things. Give your body joy, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Macarena has a boyfriend who is named with the last name Vitorino. And while he was being sworn in as a conscript, she's giving it to two friends. So he's joining the army and she's banging his friends.
That's what the Macarena is about?
Macarena dreams of the Corte Inglés, Spain's biggest department store, and she buys herself the most modern clothes. She would like to live in New York and seduce a new boyfriend.
Aye!
That's what it says.
Are you not affected by that story?
I was honestly not paying attention.
Macarena is a woman.
Oh.
She cheats on her boyfriend who's going to the army.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's shitty.
She's terrible. And we celebrate her? At weddings?
Why the dance? Is that a suggestive dance?
So what if it's not like, hey, Macarena, but rather like, hey, Macarena! Like you're like gonna call her out on her shit.
Hey, fuck you, Macarena! Thanks for listening to Instead Of. We'll have a new episode next Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. We're on Twitter at InsteadOfFM and on the web at InsteadOf.FM. And if you could leave us some reviews, good ones or bad, whatever you feel, that would be great. And tell your friends about our show too. Thanks.
Can you give me 60 seconds real quick?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, hold on.
Mike, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, he's leaving. Oh, I thought he wanted 60 seconds like of mic time to do a bit.
Why would he want your time to do a bit? What?
That was supposed to be a drum noise.
Did your cymbal crash? Psh. Oh, dude, you make the worst drum noises. Ew. You sound like Donald Duck.